We'll bring you a talk from Rain's founder and producer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the celebratory confines of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with this Rain Report. This week, we're commemorating 39 years of wedded bliss with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, to his summer camp sweetheart, Stephanie, KA9WKD. She would tell you that WKD stands for We Keep Dancing. Hap, on the other hand, contends that WKD stands for Weird, Kinky, and Demented. Whatever story you believe, we're bringing you a rare talk Hap gave on August 7th before the Hamfesters Radio Club on Chicago's South Side. So as not to contribute to more insomnia that some of you already may be experiencing, we've broken Hap's presentation into two parts. Here is the first.
Hello. Do you hear me in the back?
Yes.
If you don't hear me in the back, you'll have a nice nap. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I'm delighted to be here. I don't get an opportunity to speak. Well, I mean, every week I can on my Rain Report, but to actually speak at a club meeting is rare. In fact, I haven't given a talk like this at a club in years. So it will probably sound like it, too, as we go along here. Thank you, President Don and Kurt. Now, Kurt, if you want to tar and feather anyone, it would be Kurt. Some months ago, Kurt began to communicate with me via email, whining and complaining about, well, about the Rain Report page, because there were various Rain Reports that were listed, and they go back to 2006, that didn't have the right caption on them. And of course, he actually had nothing better to do, and probably the only person in history that's ever done this, he actually listened to some, I don't know how many, of the Rain archives and discovered the faux pas. So I have very slowly, I do mean very slowly, have been replacing them with the proper descriptors or whatever you want to call it. I have a question for all of you. What were you doing in third grade?
Sleeping.
So you got an early start in class, huh? Third grade? Wow. Well, I was in school in Southern California in the town of Escondido, which is near San Diego. And I was going to a regular public school. I think I was only one of two blind kids that were at Lincoln School in Escondido, California. One day, I got a Braille book in the mail. Yes, I learned Braille when I was, I think, in second grade, or I started anyway. And the book was called Make Radio Your Hobby. It was written by a ham in Pennsylvania, and his name, I believe, was Fred Steining. Of course, I don't remember his Paul at the moment. He comes with getting old, you know, and you can't remember everybody's call sign. So I opened it up, and it was cool stuff, man. I had had no exposure to crystal radios or 1-2 regenerative receivers. That part kind of left me in the dust. But the crystal radio, oh, that's something maybe I could build. And so I did with the help of a friend of mine. And how cool I thought it was to be able to stick the end of a wire antenna on the screen of my bedroom and have the other end of it on the crystal radio and use a cat whisker and so forth and listen to, one station. The one was about 5 miles from my house. But at least I could listen to it. It was kind of fun. That's what got me started in the interest in radio. And that was Gee Louise, what year was that, Sonny? Let's see, 1960, something like that. By the time I was in fifth grade, I had a teacher named Mr. William Weir. Well, not weird, Weir. And he taught a class called Language Arts. Probably never had that in Illinois. They weren't that far advanced at that time. Thank you. You're laughing in all the right places. I appreciate that. And he taught different projects, as simple as how to tap maple syrup out of a tree and then having to boil it, finding out that you had to boil like 40 gallons of sap to get a gallon of syrup. But what really mattered, what I'm getting around to here slowly but surely, he taught a segment on Morse code. Yeah, CW. This is in fifth grade in Southern California, and he wasn't even a ham. That's what's the wildest part about it. But we all had to pass CW with 5 words a minute. Well, how about that? Just what you had to in those days as a novice. Of course, novice ticket is not around anymore, but I'm married to one. Since 1987, and she's really not interested in upgrading, and that's okay. We all are at the level where we choose to be, regardless of how many other people badger us to upgrade and do something with our lives, you know, so... Or maybe to have a life. Maybe that's more of the point, I think.
She's going to drive you home, yeah.
I know. That's okay. We have our 39th anniversary coming up later on this month. And, you know, I must be doing something right, although I haven't figured it out yet. So.
You're listening to a talk by Rain's chief pot and bottle washer, Hap Holly, KC9RP. Delivered August 7th before the Hamfesters Radio Club in the southern Chicago suburb of Crestwood, Illinois. We'll resume his soliloquy in a moment. This is The Rain Report, whose front page on therainreport.com has a different look. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
So we all learned Morse code. I really liked it, man. It was cool. It was a language that nobody else that I knew of knew. And sure, I could just, you know, send Morse code all day long to myself, but hey, at least I understood myself, and that's more than some people do in fifth grade, I guess. I retained the Morse code all through junior high, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. In 9th grade, a friend of mine got his novice ticket, and he'd come over to my house, and we set up a basic ham station there for him. And no, I didn't use it because I wasn't licensed yet, and I didn't want to get in trouble with the FCC. So that got me even more interested. So in my sophomore year of high school, which would have been 1966, I think, I brushed up on my Morse code and I got my novice. In those days, you went to somebody's house and said, "Would you give me the novice test, please?" That person might say yes or no. This guy did say yes. He was an early volunteer examiner, is what he amounted to. He gave me my novice, and later, he gave me my general test. I lived 35 miles from San Diego, and it was really not convenient to have somebody drive me to San Diego, especially during the week when I was in school. In high school, I got involved with what's called West Cars. Now, some of you know Mid Cars, and there's East Cars. West Cars was a West Coast amateur radio service, which handled lots of phone patches in those days. Remember phone patches? I don't see much of them anymore. Thank you, cellular. I ran a lot of patches for people, but I also was a net control. That got me some real good training in how to conduct a debt. That was high school. I went on to college in St. Louis, a college called Principia, which is just north of St. Louis, near Alton, Illinois, in the river boat town, historical landmark of Elsa, Illinois. There I did a lot of phone patching for the students. There were 800 students at the college. It was a small liberal arts church college. I was the only blind student there. In fact, I was the first one admitted that my dad had to pay off somebody a lot of money to get me in there. Enjoyed it immensely, the whole experience. And the ham station, heck, there were only like three of us, I think, on campus that were hams, and the other two weren't active. So I virtually had my old ham station in the basement of the science lab. And it was, for you who remember these radio names and numbers, it was a Hallicrafter HT-44, I think, transmitter, and a Drake 2B, not the C, the C was a better radio, but the B for the receiver. And the antenna was a three-element TA-33 Mosley tri-bender, 75 feet above the bluffs that we were located on, that dropped about 150 feet down to the Mississippi River. It was a hell of a ham location. On HF as well as VHF and UHF, although I didn't get on VHF and UHF in those days. That was before I did that. College came and went. It was 1974. I came to Chicago to study music. Now, believe it or not, in those days, I played accordion. You know, squeeze box, stomach Steinway, belly Baldwin, whatever you wanted to call it. And I went to a blind guy named Leon Sash, who very likely none or few of you have ever heard of. He was the first accordionist to perform at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1956. When I was 5 years old. He was one of those amazing teachers. If it took a half an hour, or if it took an hour, or if it took an hour and a quarter, whatever it took to cover what needed to be covered in a music lesson, he took that time and didn't charge a dime extra than what he would for a normal half-hour lesson. He was giving back to the music industry what it had given him. And if any of you have heard of Art Van Dam, who was a great accordionist in the 40s, Leon was one of his equals.
And that concludes our first excerpt from an August 7th, 2015 presentation by RAIN founder and producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, given before the Hamfesters Radio Club in Crestwood, Illinois. Next time, we'll hear the good and the ugly as to how the RAIN Report got started. These RAIN Reports are copyright 1990-2015 RAIN. All rights are reserved. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73, and wishing Hap and his forever young sweetie Stephanie a happy 39th wedding anniversary. The RAIN Report is available from therainreport.com, on Twitter at TheRainReport, and via iTunes.